From the Mayor's Parlour by Steph Booth. Mystery solved. Like many people in Todmorden, I have been mystified by the fate of the former Abraham Ormerod Centre. I understand it was built in the 1930s by public subscription and was later taken over by the National Health Service. I believe it was vacated when the medical centre at Rose Street was built. The site was then subsequently sold by the NHS. I get asked by people in Todmorden what happened to the money from the sale. Up until a few days ago, I had to say I didn't have a clue. However, I have discovered the NHS hold the money in a charitable trust for Todmorden. Quite how that trust is set up and how it operates is a mystery yet to be explained. It would be entirely reasonable to expect clarification on this matter. As far as I know, no annual accounts have ever been published, although the chief executive of Calderdale Community Trust did confirm recently the trust holds £650,000. It would be interesting to find out how this money has accrued and just why it is sitting in a bank account when the town of Todmorden is desperate for money on so many fronts. This is an issue the town council should and will get to grips with. Talking of medical centres and Todmorden being wrong-footed, Rose Street. There was no good reason for the health centre being demolished. Yorkshire Forward did not make it a condition of the transfer to Calderdale Council. It was demolished on the basis an empty site would be easier to market. This decision was made just as the construction industry collapsed due to the global economic crisis. Great timing. Of course, had it not been pulled down, it might well have become a great asset to the town, converted into small workshops and start-up businesses. Hey-ho. What we must do is make sure, through the neighbourhood plan and other strategies, the town has an input into the future of Rose Street. I understand Calderdale Council plan to put the site on the open market this autumn. Whatever else happens, the sale and development of the site must make a clear, positive and acceptable contribution to the future economic well-being of Todmorden.